Random House Audio presents Dark Angels by Carlene Cohen, read for you by Donata Peters. Author's Note: The history of kings and queens is seldom a happy one. But in 1642 there was a happy royal family. It was the family of Charles I of England, married to a princess of France, whom he loved and who loved him back. Theirs was a true romance. They had 6 healthy children. The Queen was Catholic, however, a bit too Catholic for public tastes. Once upon a time, all kingdoms of the Western world had been so, but a prior king, one Henry VIII, had broken from the Church of Rome and established the Church of England. Charles I and his Parliament parted company over the rights of a king to rule absolutely and over questions of religion. A civil war ensued. The family of Charles I shattered to pieces. His last child, named Henriette, was born while her father was in battle, and she never saw him. Charles I was captured and sentenced to be beheaded. His son, the Prince of Wales, sent a blank sheet of paper to Parliament with a signature. They had only to dictate the terms to spare his father's life. It was to no avail. Charles I was beheaded in 1649. His wife wore the last letter he had sent her inside her gown against her breast until the day she died. The Prince of Wales became Charles II, a monarch without a kingdom. England became a protectorate, dour and narrow, ruled by General Oliver Cromwell. Charles wandered from France to Spain to the Dutch Republic for 10 years, looking for aid, for enough soldiers to invade England and win. He had invaded before and lost. At last, in 1659, Oliver Cromwell died.